Our senior business correspondent Peter Ryan covered the Banking Royal Commission, which led to the resignations of Andrew Thorburn and Ken Henry, and he joins me now. Peter, it was clear the end was nigh for Andrew Thorburn after Kenneth Hayne's scathing criticisms, but how much of a surprise was it that Ken Henry was made to walk the plank?
Well, Sabra, Ken Henry is known to have joked last year that the time would come when he'd have to throw Andrew Thorburn under a bus, but he never knew he'd go under the bus at the same time. And while Mr Thorburn was pushed reluctantly, I understand Dr Henry needed a lot more convincing from the NAB board that he was a dead man walking. Last night on ABC's 7:30, Ken Henry's demeanour was contrite and humble, as we heard. The manner he now concedes should have been used at his Royal Commission appearance last year when he was grilled by senior counsel assisting Rowena Orr QC. It's also been suggested that despite the career-ending criticisms from Kenneth Hayne, Andrew Thorburn bore the weight of his chairman's perceived arrogance, even though Mr Thorburn told me on Tuesday morning he thought he'd see the week out, that was updated to no guarantee by Tuesday evening.
And what political reaction has there been from the government, given the importance of stability at the top of the banks?
Well, Treasurer Josh Frydenberg confirmed to RN Breakfast that he heard from Ken Henry late yesterday, but there was no pushing from the government in recent days and that Kenneth Hayne had said it all. But speaking on Channel 9 this morning, Senior Minister Christopher Pyne said there could be more heads to roll beyond the NAB.
I think most people will welcome the NAB taking that action. And look, I have no particular inside knowledge of what might happen at other banks, but I doubt that'll be the last of the departures from some of the big banks. Obviously, the evidence in the Royal Commission was damning, and the NAB has been one of the first to move.
That's frontbencher Christopher Pyne speaking there a short time ago. And Peter, despite Kenneth Hayne's criticisms, Andrew Thorburn in particular was active last year in admitting error and that he was insistent that change was underway at the bank, but clearly that wasn't enough.
Well, Sabra, business journalists like me have to fight pretty hard to get CEO access from the banks, but last year Mr Thorburn was more available than usual. Mr Thorburn and Dr Henry went on a PR onslaught, speaking at a pub in Wagga in southern New South Wales, visited a poultry farm near Lismore, leaving the pinstripe suits at home. The repeated line that the Royal Commission was a burning platform for change. The problem is that Kenneth Hayne didn't believe the spin, and as we know, he's not a media stunt kind of person, given that recently refused handshake with Josh Frydenberg. Now, Mr Thorburn declined to speak with AM this morning. He's now negotiating an exit package that could run in to the millions.
Well, the scalps of Mr Thorburn and Dr Henry are pretty big, and the casualty list is getting higher.
And these are just the latest. At the height of the fees for no service scandal, AMP ACSID's chairman Catherine Brenner, CEO Craig Miller, and three female directors were retired or moved on. The other big bank CEOs won't be complacent, though. Kenneth Hayne has referred around 20 matters of alleged misconduct to the regulators ASIC and APRA for further investigations. I understand some investigations are well underway and that in sum the case could eventually be made for criminal referrals to Commonwealth prosecutors.
All right, thanks for that update. The ABC senior business correspondent, Peter Ryan.